With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and I can't tell you how happy I am to be talking with Kevin Bradley, a longtime friend, colleague, coach up at Whittier Tech, athletic director at Whittier Tech in Haverhill. And Kevin, it's been too long since we've talked to you. How are you?
Way too long, Rick. I'm doing fine. I really can't complain. You know, it feels good coming out that we're no longer in all those COVID restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to see everybody and talk to everybody face-to-face. And sports is going. And, you know, I just love sports. I could spend my whole life. And I'm doing great. I really can't complain. And I'm just glad that we have had that opportunity to bump in the past and became good friends. And we continue in doing this interview. I really look forward to it.
Well, you know, Kevin, the thing is, we at MSO, Bill and I used to work at radio station Salem WESX, and we covered primarily the local, you know, immediate area in the North Shore, sort of more or less the Northeastern Conference and a little bit of the Cape Ann League. But then at MSO, when Bill and I started more stuff online and then now what it is, MSO News Sports, we expanded, we get up into the Cape Ann League, and then lo and behold, we get into other schools as well. Now, Whittier Tech, tell me about the regional school district that Whittier Tech is and where the students come from to go to your school.
Well, they come from, majority of them are from the Haverhill area.
Mm-hmm.
And we go from just the Haverhill area, and then we go to Merrimack, Newberry, Byfield, to the beach, the Salisbury, Ipswich, all down that way.
Mm-hmm.
So we go as far south as Ipswich and as far north as Salisbury, right before Seabrook, and go all the way to Haverhill. So we it's a long, big radius area that we cover.
Okay, and so we get up into the Merrimack Valley League as well. Now, what caught my eye this year? Obviously, I've wanted to talk with you for so long with your teams. But you have you've dipped into the Cape Ann League Northeastern Conference area with your football team. You played schools in the area, so tell me a little bit about your experience this year with your football squad.
Well, we had a very good season. We ended up in the state vocational semifinals, and we lost a tough game in the state in the semifinals. But it was a team that came great leadership. I had my worst year ever. We had 2 wins the year before, but the kids were such a pleasure to coach. This year, we had a big nucleus returning with a lot of linemen, and we just, it was payback. It was like a short revenge tour that we had. And we went, and these kids were awesome. It was just a pleasure. I had 3 new coaches that came into the school to teach, and they also coached football in the past. And they been around, and they said this was the best group of kids. The kids here in our school are fantastic to coach and teach. So we had a great year, and you know, it was also a milestone for myself. I had my 150th high school win.
Whoa!
So that was, I wanted to get that, and because I never know when the last one's going to be. But that was one of those milestones. I said, if I can reach that, that would be great. And in basketball, I'm coming up on 400 wins.
Whoa.
I think it's sometimes I say, you know what, I think I've done everything. And in between playing sports and coaching, I just have made it my life. And some people say, you know, that, yeah, I want to do this. I want to be involved in sports. Well, I went out and did it. And playing and also coaching, and I never look back. I never, like I said, I don't think I ever worked a day in my life.
You know, you remind me, there's an analog here in the North Shore at Peabody, Mark Betancourt. He coaches, I don't know, 10 or 11 sports a season, and I don't think he sleeps. So do you have an extra room, an extra wing at your house for your trophies and your rewards and stuff?
No, that's very easily taken care of because my wife gives me a couple years and then they're gone. Somehow they're missing. So I think she cleans up somewhere. I don't know where they go. I always say, I love it when in the mantle she starts putting things up for Christmas. And I say, geez, you don't know where my coach of the year or this thing or athletic director of the year award was. and so you should go silent. And yeah, I saw it in the garage, or it was upstairs. And I said, "Oh, the garage by the barrel? It might have been there." So she does. She keeps my ego in check very quickly.
I won.
My boys do too. My boys do too.
I won one award as an athlete, and it disappeared. You know, like about a year afterwards at the house. So that I get that. That's cool. Now, Coach. At Whittier Tech, you're the athletic director there, and maybe just tell me a quick overview on the sports participation this year, how things are lined up between, you know, the fall participation and what's scheduled for winter, and then when I want to talk a little bit about your basketball team.
Well, sports here, we have like in the fall, we probably had about almost 600 kids participate in sports. So we have a big participation, which is great. I always say, you know, sports is a continuation of the classroom after school. They're always in a learning environment, and the good thing about it, the parents know where they are, and they're always being pushed beyond their limits. And we tell the kids that you're going to be pushed. We don't come out for sports if you're not going to be don't want to exceed what you think you can do, because you don't know what you can do, and our job is to push you above that, and it's going to help you not only in sports but later in life. And you know, these kids, they'll come back and they'll say, "Coach, you know, I remember when you said this, you remember you said that," and I said, "Is it true?" And they say, "Absolutely," and I'm successful doing sport, whatever they may be doing. A lot of our kids end up owning their own businesses. Mm-hmm. And they says, "You know what? You've always said when you own your business, you're going to be working and you're going to be putting in extra hours, and you have to show your employees that you are going out there and doing it," and they do it. And that's what I love about it. I just love seeing these kids. All of a sudden, they mention something that you told them early in their life.
Yep.
And I may have forgotten about it, but they remembered it. And you know what? That just makes it for any coach at any school, just to know that a kid remembered something that you told them, and they remembered it the rest of their life.
And it's really weird when they meet you as an adult and they come up to you, because I'm familiar with that, and they say something like something that I thought was meaningless way back when, and they took it to heart and they ran with it, and it's just such a cool feeling. The other thing I want to ask you about, Kevin, is, and before we get to the basketball, is you know, you mentioned records, winning records, losing records, and so on. I find it very interesting when I hear coaches talk about some of their best teams that they had that didn't have winning records. And what they refer to is the character and the effort of the student athletes that they coached. And I know that you have found that over the years, that some of your best experiences may not have been with championship seasons. You left me?
Hello.
Hello. Did you hear me?
Now I can hear you, yeah.
Okay. What I was asking about was, as a coach, some of your most rewarding times are not necessarily with championship seasons. You mentioned that a little while ago, that some of the times you have kids who work so hard, they struggle so hard, they play so hard, they don't necessarily win games through their athleticism, but they compete. And that's a great reward, too.
That is. And matter of fact, Rick, we just had that the past season. Not the one where we just finished in football, but the season before then. We had two wins, and that was the lowest I've ever had. And after the games, and not only games, but practices, they come up and they say, they give you a fist bump or a shaky hand, and they say, "Thank you. Thanks for being there. It was good practice, Coach. Good practice. What'd you think of these things?" And I can't wait till tomorrow. And after the games, you know, they're there, and they just sometimes they can't just turn the corner or make that one big play. But after the game, they're just so happy. And you know what? Later, that they'll think about all those things that we pushed them right to the limit, but they couldn't reach it. But later in life, they're going to remember what we did, and they're going to. It's going to help them because, like I said, a lot of our kids own their own businesses, plumbing, electrical, concrete. And I always tell them, I said, "Listen, you know, all these T-shirts I got you, later on in life I'm going to need you guys to buy me some football sleds or some pads and things like this." And you know what? It happens. It's totally amazing.
Isn't that cool?
And I named the sled or the machine, whatever they bought, after them. and it's like, and I have it painted right there, so they keep buying. But that, you know what, what I did was not only me, but all the coaches and all the sports, that we made their life, that they have sports for such a short time in their life. 4 years in high school, and it's over, and they'll never pick up another ball again. But yet they have memories of a lifetime. And that is so rewarding as a coach, to know that they left and that they have something to talk about. And later in life, and I always tell them, you know, the years of what you did is going to be exaggerated. If you scored 20 touchdowns, it's going to be 30 and then 40. You were the best around. And they start laughing when I tell them. And sure enough, like you said, we see people later on in life, and they tell you the story how they scored this many points, and I know they didn't score that many points, and they're telling me. And I say, remember those speeches that we gave about how you exaggerate things? I said, are you exaggerating a little bit? And they start laughing.
Well,
but you know what? And not only that, you gave them memories, but you as a teacher too, Rick, that we have had bonds for a lifetime, friends for life. And you try to reach out. You're not going to reach out to everybody. You try to reach out, but even the ones that you don't think you reached out to, they're going to take a piece of you and still remember it. And that's why I always try to tell everybody, make it positive, because they're going to remember you the rest of their lives.
Good point. And those kids who become adults, who become owners of businesses and so on, they're the guys who show up at the games too and continue to support the kids in the area. And, you know, in Haverhill, it's a microcosm of what happens all over the area that I found over the years, and I think it's fantastic. All right, Coach, let's get to your girls' basketball team. Tell me specifically about this squad, who the kids are, who your leaders are, and what the schedule looks like.
Well, we're going to play a very difficult schedule. We're going to be down in your neck of the ocean there. We're going to come down to Gloucester in about a week and a half. We got to play Gloucester. We got up there, Swampscott. But we have a team, basically. I'll have one senior and really no juniors, and the rest will be freshmen and sophomores. So we got a very young team, and a lot of these sophomores all played as freshmen. So, you know, it's like try to survive this year. Whatever we can grab after this year would be icing on the cake. And then after that, boy, they're going to have a lot of experience. So I'm really looking forward to the future with them. But yet, we've had two good scrimmages. I'm looking forward to when the season opens up. We'll open up with Somerville, and then we got to go to Swampscott right after that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I tell you, we got, probably have six sophomores. And one of them is this Angel Ifoza. Her sister played for me, and she ended up she's a scholarship basketball player at Providence College, and now she's the captain of the team.
Wow.
And she's only a junior. So that's a great tribute to somebody that came out of here, worked real hard, and her sister Angel plays for me now. She has those characteristics in her that she's just like that, and I keep telling them, there's 100 major college basketball programs in the country. They're going to give 3 scholarships out. And not only you, so that means you got to be the top 300 in the United States basketball players to get one of those scholarships. But then I tell them, don't forget, they recruit internationally. So you got to be one of the top 300 in the world now. So and I'm so proud of how they worked hard and her sister to be at Providence College and be the captain of the team and as a junior. So these kids are working hard. That they're young and they're green. They're always learning. And they're like a sponge. I have some that just want to learn. Show me what to do and I'll do it. And I got some that are so young that they didn't play AAU, but they want to play basketball and they just want to get out there and make a difference. And you just tell them what to do, show them, correct them, and they'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm real happy about what I have here as on basketball.
Who's your captain?
Angel Ifoza.
Oh, okay.
And we'll marry Valera. She's my only senior.
All right. So she's quite a load on her shoulders to nurture those younger kids.
Yeah, but you know what? Nothing really bothers her. You can tell her this person's going to cover you or so-and-so. I can tell her Jason Tatum's coming in and we'll go cover her, and she'll say, all right, so what?
Okay.
Let him try.
Oh.
that she's got that kid. Let's go. You prove that you can stop me.
Kevin, so great to catch up with you, man. I'm thrilled. We're going to keep doing this. I'm going to check in with you from time to time. And anything else you'd like to tell me that I didn't ask you about Whittier Tech sports?
No, just how great of a school and education that it is, that what we give out here. We have a great medical program here. We have a lot of kids in the school that are looking to be doctors or nurses. We have a hospital in the school. We have a dentist chair. We have a dentist office. A lot of them want to be dentists. There's 12 chairs, x-ray rooms, engineering wing, electronic robotics. And then, we got all the vocational trades. So it's such a great school. We call it the public-private school. I'm so proud of it. I could have retired a couple of years ago, but I think I miss it. I don't want to leave. And I think a lot of it also has to do with we have a great culinary arts program down there. My assistant coach is the head chef, so I get to put my orders in early and get it taken care of.
All right.
The big question, Rick, is I always had when I was with you, how's the Causeway restaurant doing down there? Because I love going down there. And
dude, it's as good as ever. It's as good as ever, and you can't get you can't eat it all in one sitting. As big as you gentlemen are down up there at Whittier, you coaches, it's still a great buy, man. You gotta come visit.
Well, I'm coming to visit, and in a week and a half, I'm gonna have the bus stopped. I'm gonna give the bus driver some money to go get a couple meals.
All right, that's Kevin Bradley, who is the Whittier Tech athletic director, football coach, and girls basketball coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.